Alrighty. Hey gang, welcome back. Episode 8 of Zero Carb Journal. So today I am going to just kind of sum up my week, and I don't have a theme and I'll probably keep it pretty short. I got a lot of, had a busy week and I got a lot of stuff I want to get to today, and I don't want to upload for all weekend again, but I am going to be sharing some longer stuff. I will do more themes in the future, but this one will be maybe not so long. So, yeah, my week, you guys, it was, I had a really, good week. It was great in a lot of ways, and I learned a lot. Again, educational, as always, going through down this path and on this journey, which is why I'm here sharing this with you. So it's kind of surprising to me, to be honest with you. I kind of was thinking about it the other day, how, you know, I'm at just about a year, and I've been, of course, keeping up with everyone else and their stories, and you know, we had so many new folks in this last month, thanks to Dr. Sean Baker's World Carnivore Month in January, and a lot of activity and buzz around people trying zero carb for 30 days, and their experiences, and lots of YouTube out there of you know, videos and podcasts and stuff of people sharing their experiences. And I have really enjoyed all those. But, you know, I'm here at 1 year in, and I still feel kind of like a rookie. Or I feel that that I still learn stuff all the time, I guess, is more of a way to put that. And I also wonder, you know, I mean, it sort of reinforces my experience that, yeah, I am maybe sick, or you know, there is something, an underlying dysfunction in my GI tract, or in my inflammatory, in my immune system. I the more I do stuff, the more I confirm that I do have probably some autoimmune disease. Yeah, that brings me to my week. So let's back up, right? Last week, talked to you guys Saturday morning. Boy, I had a really good week that week before. I'd been real steady with just my hamburgers, and hadn't strayed from that very far. And I like to say, yeah, and I'm totally happy with them, and I'm not seeking anything else, and I feel so good, why would I change? And that's very true. I don't feel any differently now. But there is, you know, just sort of the human nature factor that I, you know, sometimes wander around the store and look at stuff. And it, honestly, it's not the food that tempts me at all. It really isn't. I just, life is so simple these days. I don't shop really at all for, you know, much for myself personally. And food shopping is so easy, you know, go in and grab the ground beef. And like I said, last week, I usually buy it in bulk, so I don't actually even do that very often, but you know, I'll watch the specials and there'll be stuff and on sale and I'll go to the store and look at it. And so this is kind of, yeah, my confession that I'll go, you know, into the grocery store and I'll be like, ooh, I want to buy some different stuff, just maybe because I'm bored, maybe because I'm, you know, wandering around the store and wanting to buy things. I don't know. It's kind of silly. But anyway, so last Saturday I went, you know, out to do my errands and restock my, you know, some of my food coffers. And I wandered through the, you know, the meat section as always. And I bought some beef back ribs. Aside from my ground beef, I bought some beef back ribs. And then I kind of took a detour and went through the deli and was like, oh, I'm just going to look at ingredients and things on the back of these, you know, labels and see what is in all this stuff. And I found a pack of prosciutto. I always used to love prosciutto. And it said pork and salt. And I said, ah, oh, that sounds pretty good. There's nothing in there. I think I'll try it. I know pork doesn't always make me feel the best, but for the most part, I haven't had terrible reactions to it. I've done pulled pork a couple times in the last year, and it's been fine if I eat it in small amounts. Pork fat, you know, in a high amount seems to make me ill, and bacon seems to drive my inflammation a little bit, although I'll have it once in a while. Anyways, I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. Maybe it'll be good on top of my burger. So I brought home both of those things, and then Saturday, so that was Saturday, I got home and I cooked the ribs that day, and it was two racks. It was, I don't remember, it was more than a pound with all the bones, but you know, it was mostly bones. But anyways, I had my breakfast of meat cookies, my 1 pound, and then the ribs came out of the smoker and oven a short while after that, and I thought I'd just snack on one, and I devoured all of it, both racks, and there wasn't a whole lot of meat in there. I mean, I don't think I even ate, you know, half a pound of meat again, you know, but the reaction was pretty quick that I did. I had diarrhea within a few hours of that. And it wasn't bad, and I didn't feel bad, and I didn't get inflamed, and I slept well that night, and I woke up and I wasn't swollen or anything like that. So that was just the way my body doesn't deal, I assume, the way my body doesn't deal with fat. That's been a common theme for me. If I eat fatty foods, especially with kind of slow cooked rendered fats and a lot of it, you know, I can have a few a few pieces of brisket, but if I try and fill up on brisket or fill up on tri-tip that I've cooked, you know, slow cooked, or fill up on ribs that I've slow cooked, I'll get diarrhea. So it's not usually a big deal, and it wasn't a big deal this time. So that was the weekend, and I kind of laughed at myself and then got back to my burgers. And then it was Monday or maybe Tuesday when I tried some prosciutto, and what I did was it was a 6 ounce pack, and I took maybe a quarter of it. So what is that? An ounce and a half. I mean, it was very small. It was like three very thin slices, as prosciutto is. And I diced it up actually. And I put it in my burgers, just because I thought maybe I'd try that. And I ate a little bit, you know, without doing that. I ate maybe half a piece, maybe half an ounce raw. Not raw. Well, it is raw. It's cured, just with salt. And it tasted, well, here's what it comes down to, you guys. You know, I haven't been eating salt now for about 6 weeks, starting about the middle of December, and it's the 1st of February now. And it was so salty to me. So I looked at the thing before I read it at the label, and it was 320. I haven't looked at it today. It's been a week now, but I think it was 320 milligrams per serving, and there was 4 servings. So I had about 320 milligrams of salt in that 3 ounces I ate. Well, whatever. I think I just did the math wrong on that weight. I think it was 6 ounces was the total pack, and I ate a quarter of it, so an ounce and a half, and I think that was what the serving size was. At any rate, I ate about, what I could tell was about, you know, half a gram, just probably slightly less, of salt with that prosciutto with my burgers. My burgers tasted so salty. I mean, it was crazy how sensitive I am to that now. And then my day was awful. You guys, my mouth was like so dry, like all day. And I remembered that from early carnivore days when I was salting my food a lot. My mouth was so dry, and I was drinking so much water. I mean, my thirst was all out of whack. It just seemed bonkers to me, like how strong that effect was on me. And it wasn't very long. It was probably 3 or 4 hours. No, I think it was a little more than that. Let's see. I ate it in the morning, and then so it was probably like 6 hours after that. I started feeling awful. I mean, I started feeling really bad. I started having, gut issues coming on. I could feel that, but I started to get my lightheadedness again, kind of, and a little bit of my kind of cold sweating and sort of that pre-syncope feeling from when I was losing consciousness a lot when I was inflamed prior to going to zero carb. I've told you that I would faint a lot, lose consciousness from gastro pain and from, I think, inflammation, and it would always come on with these pre-symptoms of lightheadedness and cold sweats. And, you know, over my years of having that, I learned to lie down and put my feet up. I got that Monday afternoon or Tuesday afternoon or whatever it was. And it was just, I believe, just from that salt. So it wasn't terribly bad. You know, it wasn't, I didn't panic. I didn't get too worried. I just kind of, my energy went down. I just felt sick. You know, I just laid on the couch here and kind of chilled out for a few hours. And a friend called and I was like, geez, I am not feeling so good right now, but I'm doing great otherwise. And you know, explained what had happened. And they were just like, wow, you're that sensitive. And, you know, it seems nuts. It really, I mean, I just am like, wow, that just seems, how could that be possible? But that was my experience. I felt bloated. I felt dry mouthed. And then I felt sick. And I got sick. I didn't throw up, but I had bad diarrhea that evening through that time, 6 and 7. A few times I had to use the toilet, and I did feel like I got, like I flushed it all out. And by the time I went to bed, I was feeling a lot better, and I woke up feeling fine. And my weight didn't do anything different. So I'd eaten that sort of in the morning, probably at 10 in the morning. And so 24 hours later, I was fine. But in the meantime, I felt terrible. Now, I'm not saying salt, you know, makes me feel terrible, but a big change in my salt intake made me feel terrible. So I'm not saying it's bad or anything like that. I probably could work up to having it again, but just that salt input from zero salt, my hydration regulation just went out the window, and I felt bad. So live and learn. It kind of is a little, I mean, I feel great and I'm happy with my food. I don't miss anything. I love the way my food tastes, but I do feel like that might be a limiting factor when I, you know, go try and go out or dine with friends or whatever. I mean, now I'm saying like, wow, I feel so much better like this. I really don't even want to eat, you know, someone who's trying to cook for me is probably going to salt the steak or whatever. So anyway, it's not a big deal, but very interesting to me to learn that. It's possible that it was pork-related, too. You know, there is that chance. But I can tell just by the way my mouth felt and everything else that the salt threw me for a loop. And I was really, my veins were popping out of my arms all day. You know, I could really see a big difference in the way, hydration overall. I peed a lot. It was just different. So anyways, that was, I got back onto my hamburgers, of course, after that, and I mostly stayed the course. And then you can see my pot of water here behind me 2 days ago. Yeah, day before yesterday, I actually ate a ribeye and I tried sous vide with my pot of water there. And that worked great. And sous vide was interesting, but I just kind of reaffirmed that I actually really much prefer well-cooked hamburgers to ribeye cooked right. I mean, I tried to do it at 138, which is high for some people, but for me, it kind of came out about medium. It was not thoroughly cooked all the way through. It was pinkish, the ribeye was, and I ate it all, and it was less than a pound. It was a pretty small one. Actually, it was probably only half a pound. And it tasted okay. So there were some bites that were great, but for the most part, I didn't enjoy it. And the gristle, and you know, I just, what I liked about the fat, I like the really, that fat that melts in your mouth on ribeye. I do enjoy that very much. There's no question. I like that a lot. But there's that clear fat, and there's some gristly bits, and I don't like that at all. Some carnivores love that stuff. I ended up spitting it out and giving it to the dogs. And the meat, you know, the muscle meat in the middle of the ribeye, I just don't care for it that much. I can have a few bites and they're really good, but I would have a hard time filling up on it. And I felt okay, like I said. So that was an interesting thing. This is day before yesterday, but it wasn't very much food, probably because I spat out a lot of the fat. And so I got to the end of the day and I ate some. I had been to the store again, and I had been shopping again and gotten sucked in. One thing I do like is I really like my Safeway does chuck steaks, and they'll sometimes do them like really thin. I mean really thin, like an eighth inch or something. Like they're just, it's paper thin in a meat context. And And I like to burn them and make them into almost beef jerky the way I do. And so those were, great. I cooked up a whole pack of those, which was almost a pound, but of course it cooks on the grill and they render out to almost nothing. So I ate those. So I'd eaten the ribeye in the morning and then I ate those, and that would have been, a pound and a half or something. And I was famished still. So I cooked 2 more pounds of hamburger that night. This is night before last. And I went to bed feeling pretty full. Pretty good. I think I ate a little bit too much. I was a little like, oh, I shouldn't eat so much before bed. But one thing that was interesting was I woke up and I went to work yesterday. I went back to one of the boat shops and I was in the engineering department again, and I was there till about noon, and I ran some errands and came home, and that would normally be the time I would eat. And my silly little bull, who can hurdle all of my fences and always does, because we're in the middle of winter and they're not starving or anything, but they're always looking at the other side of the fence, wondering what how good it must be over there. And so he just jumps the fence and he hangs out in the fences, but he doesn't go anywhere. He just kind of hangs out in the yard because my cows are still in the pasture and the sheep are still in the pasture. So he just stays close, but it's winter and they're not starving, but he's always looking at the other side of the fence and going, that looks pretty good. So he jumps over there and I usually just leave him in the yard. But I got home from work and I came up and I put on my coveralls and went back down without eating. And I ended up fixing a lot of the holes in the fence where he gets out, and walking him back into the pasture. And I kind of puttered around down there. And then I came back up and I got to doing something else. And you guys, it was really interesting. I had eaten so much the night before, I guess, and the day before. I didn't try to fast, but I just ended up naturally going all the way to dinner time without eating. So I did a one meal a day yesterday. And that was not a conscious effort. That was just my natural hunger signals. And that was the first time for me. Now, I've fasted a little bit in the past over this year, and it's been really easy. I had my colonoscopy, so I had to fast for, and I think I ended up fasting for 2 days prior to that, the better part of. And I have done some one meal a day kind of experiments, just playing with things over the last year. But I really, yesterday was kind of the first time that I just ate a ton the day before and woke up and got to doing my stuff and didn't feel like I wanted to eat at all. So that was really fascinating. I'll be honest, I don't know if that's for me. I didn't like eating 2 pounds of meat last night for dinner when I was, because I was so hungry, and I was just like, well, I better, cook up enough food. So I cooked what I normally would have eaten in the whole day. And sure enough, I was hungry enough to eat it. I didn't force it down. But I don't feel great right at when I eat that much. I didn't feel bad. It didn't make me sick, but I definitely noticed that I feel a little bit better, at least especially before bed, if I don't just, really stuff myself full of food. So, so I had a great week. I learned a ton of stuff. I learned that salt is definitely something that messes up, at least where I'm at now. It does mess with my hydration regulation and possibly my digestion. And I felt terrible after eating that salty prosciutto. It's possible it was the pork, but I don't think so, just because of the way my mouth felt and all of that. And I learned again that rendered fats, slow cooked meats, I can eat and I really enjoy, but I probably shouldn't try and make them the bulk of any one meal. I definitely need a lot of muscle meat in there, like from the hamburgers that I like to eat well done. And I learned that, I can easily do like a feast and famine type thing. I can do like a predator style, traditional predator style, eat a huge meal and then don't eat for 24 hours, and I can do that without any real problems. So that was pretty great. I do read a lot of folks saying, oh, what am I going to do? I'm going skiing, or I'm going to do this. What am I going to bring for snacks? And my answer would be, once you're adapted, you really aren't going to need snacks ever. I haven't had any desire to snack at all. And if you just eat enough, your body, and in the beginning, your body doesn't really respond to hunger signals the same way. So it does take some time, but over time, as you, you know, your body really does seem to self-regulate with regards to how much energy you've put in and how much it's putting out, and whether you're hungry or not. So those hunger signals come back online, your hormones get back in, on track, and things start working. So it's been a great week. I had a lot of work. I've had quite a bit of work come in to do here. So, and as well, I've been back at, you know, out at the boat shops, both of my local customers and one of my non-local customers as well, calling me for consulting work. So great week for me. I'm continuing to feel awesome, you guys. My weight is stable. I'm no longer kind of consciously. I'm pretty much right where I want to be, at the bottom end of my weight. And I'm no longer consciously like trying to do anything there. So I'm eating a lot if I need to feel like I need to eat a lot. But for the most part, I'm kind of sticking to that 2 pounds a day as sort of a guideline. Then when I feel more hungry, I just add more. And the reason for that is because this last 7 weeks or 6 weeks, I've been feeling great, like 1 pound at a time. I seem to feel really good. I might have just a little bit of hunger sometimes after I eat the first one in the morning. But if I get going, I find that disappears quickly. And it seems like it's really easy on my digestion, like I was talking about last week, finally having, you know, great bathroom experiences and feeling really solid in my GI tract and feeling really, you know, just well overall. So I think I'm going to kind of stay the course, at least for now. And I probably will get sucked into buying some different stuff at the grocery store. I've been craving brisket. So, you know, and at some point here, I'm going to, you know, try eggs again, because I always loved eggs. So I'll probably just experiment with those. I dropped them a while ago. I never felt that they were terrible for me, but just, well, my chicken stopped laying because it's winter. And also just to sort of check it out, go without for 90 days or some long period of time and put them back in and see what happens. So I'm sure I'll keep experimenting. So I think that's it for this episode. I didn't have a theme. I have lots of different stuff to talk about. Oh, you know, one thing, you guys have been asking to see my food, my meat cookies, and I guess I'll share those with you. I'm not going to do it today. I thought I might. But honestly, you guys, I'm embarrassed a little bit. You know, all it is it's just plain ground beef, and I just squish them in my hands. I mean, I put it on a cutting board and I just squish them thin, and they're about that big, maybe 3 inches across and thin, you know, like a quarter inch thick. And I literally burn them. I mean, I just burn them on a really hot grill. And, you know, I bring them in, and in the bowl, you know, there isn't really even any grease in the bottom of the bowl when I'm done eating. I mean, they're that dried out that they don't leave, you know, they don't sweat anything off. So I will show them to you, because you guys keep asking, but I guarantee you the comments are going to be nasty. Not from all you guys, but, you know, people are going to say, oh my God, burned, you're going to get brain cancer, or it's so much healthier raw, or, you know, all of those other things, which I don't know. I feel way better eating them like that, and I like them the most like that. So I'm not embarrassed to share that with you guys. It's how I do it, but it's definitely not what everyone says to do on this diet. It's the opposite, and I guess that's how I roll. So anyways, you guys, as always, I am so thankful for all of your comments and support, and it makes me feel so great to know that I'm reaching people and that what I can offer here is useful and also different than the norm. You know, the standard zero carb advice is pretty standard at this point. Eat meat, drink water, you know, eat fatty meats, eat it, you know, rare-ish, and all of these things. And for the most part, you know, I think that's all great advice. But I have found that my path is slightly different, and I'm not doing it without a lot of forethought and without a lot of observation. And I feel like it's important to share, because if I hadn't found this way of doing it, I was just doing it, you know, the way that it's portrayed as a one way of doing things, I wouldn't be here, because I probably would still be feeling very sick. So it's only because I've followed my path and found what works for me that that it works for me. So yeah, I really appreciate you guys, every single one of you. Thank you very much for watching. And it's not raining out there. I'm going to go outside and do some more fencing and things like that and get after some chores. And I want to do, I think the next one, I might try and do a live one, a question and answer session. So I haven't quite got my technology up to speed on that. I'm learning some new software and some of my gear. But I think next week, maybe next Friday evening, you know, you guys tell me what works for you. I'd love to have most of you be able to watch. But I'm thinking sort of late afternoon here on the West Coast. So it's evening on the East Coast. And I'll jump on there and try and do a live stream, and we can just chat. So you guys, you know, can let me know what you think about that. And I'll look forward to reading your comments and hanging out with you guys. I'd like to move into more of that style of things where we can interact a little more. And also, I think that would take some of the load off of me in terms of editing and uploading these. It would just be done when I was done. One thing I'm concerned about is that it won't be quite as useful as a podcast, I don't think, although maybe it will. But I'd like to know how valuable that is. If any of you guys are using the podcast format, let me know. And because it is, sometimes I'm trying to balance like the videos and the podcast, like should I add a lot of visual content here, photos and things to the videos, and does that take away from podcast value? So anyways, those are just some of my thoughts, but mostly my thoughts are gratitude and thankfulness for all of you guys and this wonderful path I've found and this venue to share it with you guys, and that you let me know that I'm making a difference in your lives. So thank you very much, and as always, I will look forward to seeing you next time. Okay, have a great day.